So what did you do? Rip the audio from Twitch?
Twitch, YouTube. So we got Arnie's sub sound in there, I assume, at some point. Went, oh, 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 oh.
Oh, did it? I didn't hear that. Hey everybody, welcome to the SEAL Podcast, episode number 151 for the 18th of November, 2022. My name is Fraser, I'm joined on my left by Neil.
Hello.
And on the right by Dave.
Hello.
How are we, lads? We all right?
Not shabby.
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yep, just fine, thank you. Good to have you back, Dave. We missed you last week.
I'm sure you held up the fort, all right.
We held it up well.
You've listened, so you know exactly how it went.
Well, the show itself was all right. We forgot to bring Craig in, so then we had to rip the audio from Twitch or YouTube or whatever it was. Neil did it. Neil did sterling work. But as Neil pointed out, if you did listen to the audio version through podcasting, well, actually, if you listened to it through any means, you would have probably have heard the SEAL sound, the notification from Twitch.
The SEAL barks when we get a sub. You know. I can't do it because my mic will cut out.
You did it earlier and it was brilliant.
I did, yes. Well, maybe someone will sub and we'll get another notification. Or even just a follow. That'll do. It'll kick off the same. If someone turned up to watch, it would be good.
Yeah, that would be nice. If we had listeners, that would be great, wouldn't it? Okay, well, let's move straight on to football then. Without further ado.
Oh, do you really want to do that?
Do you really want to hurt me?
Oh, only in the way that, you know, I guess we just have to cover what happened.
Just get it out of the way, hey. Get it out of the way. Get the pain. Rip the band-aid off.
Is it that bad? I mean, I'm used to
that bad for me.
Oh, you're being thoughtful. Thoughtful for David.
Oh, something's gone wrong with my window. Look, it's chopped a bit off the side. That's annoying. Anyway. The details are there. So Paul Davies had a good week points wise, but he did burn the bench boost token last week. He set the midwinter break off with a bang. Got 83 points on the week. But like I say, he did use his bench boost. He's up to 932 total.
Stormy.
So he must be doing right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he probably would have got through his cup round because the cup was last week. Pilch, therefore, obviously dropped down to second on 899. He scored 49 points last week.
Oh, he really let the lead slip there, didn't he?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to look at his team, but I assume he's got too many Spurs players in. I did all right last week. I think I might have been a top scorer of a lot. I've got 56. Darwin Núñez come in, banged in two goals, I think. So got me a 13 points on the day. I've had a bad captain choice, as along with about fucking 8 million other people in the game, because everyone picked Haaland because he was back. And he didn't do anything for the first time.
You know why?
Because you picked him!
The touch of death.
So, yes. I could have done a lot better, let's put it that way, if I'd have chosen a better captain. But hey-ho, I can't grumble at 56 points. That was definitely in the top end of our league scorers on the week. I didn't write my little blurb today, so I can't do it live on the show. I can't see. Who was second? FCFC, Chris Jackson? Oh, no. Lubies, losers. My missus got 69 points. Nice.
Who were? 69?
Yeah. I did that bit already, but there we go. So she had quite a rise up the table last week.
Oh, I'm not the only one.
So it's the first time she's had a 69 in a while, I can assure you of that.
Yeah, they didn't really work.
There we go. Yeah,
in fact, that's way too much information.
Anyway, so she's not bottom anymore.
Moving quickly along, as per usual.
Well, Dave had a bit of a return to form last week. Was the 35 points last week?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I didn't quite make any changes.
Fighting for that bottom spot.
Yeah.
My son had an absolute shocker on 34, just to come in behind you there. I think he might have actually got the worst score on the week there. Oh, no, he didn't.
No.
Tim Kelly had a shocker, 32. Oh, what was that?
Yeah, Nathan's...
Oh, we don't like to look at Nathan. Yeah, he's a former leader. He's obviously lost interest since we told him he can't fucking play anymore. Or Pilch may have told him that.
Yeah, he's
so anyway, do you want to talk through your week?
My week?
All right, both of you. You know, there's two of you, eh?
No, not particularly. I mean, I feel like I've got a team that can perform. I just feel like it doesn't matter, no matter what I do, I'm going to make changes or captaincies or whatever that only, you know, to people who are going to do shit. It's just shocking. Every decision I make is the wrong one, you know.
Right. Can you just post your World Cup fantasy football team in the Discord so we can know who not to
pick? I have put together a fantasy football team for the World Cup that is just out of this world.
Well, unfortunately, it's on this world that you need to be.
I can't release that to the general public. So, I do want to do. We'll touch on the World Cup. I don't, Dave. Do you have anything to say about your team?
It was a team. I've really struggled to actually pick like the players within the limit.
You got the World Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, this fantasy football, I don't know what happened on that one. It was a shocker from me. I need to make a few changes on this one, but I don't really know what's going to happen with. Look at the game week. Okay, the next game week is like December.
Yes, exactly. It's Boxing Day is the next game week. So we've got unlimited transfers now on the FPL fantasy football,
right?
Until whatever time. On Boxing Day, like an hour and a half before the first kickoff of that week is.
Nice.
So, obviously, it sounds
don't
like...
Don't do anything until...
Yeah, like, don't do any moves until after the World Cup. Well, you can fiddle around with it, just don't confirm anything until after
the
World Cup.
We start putting in players who are about to die of heat exhaustion.
Exactly. If you've had, for example, Haaland since early on, he's obviously gone up a lot in value since then, but you only get, if you sell him, you only get half that increase. So if then you decide to put him back in, you've lost like a load of money, basically.
Yeah.
So it makes it harder to get him back in. So yeah, don't confirm any transfers, I would say, on the FPL until after the World Cup, because someone might break their leg or something crazy. Who knows? Or any other fucking horrible injury could occur during the World Cup. Or outside of the World Cup to a player who's not even there, like Haaland, who's not going to the World Cup. He's got a nice couple of months rest, or 6 weeks of rest, potentially, just to focus on keeping fit and eating a massive turkey and loads of sprouts, obviously, at Christmas. But yeah, it's still pretty. I think there's still quite a lot of competition in the FPL. There's like Paul Davies took a big lead this week, but he's burned a couple of his chips now, I think. So there's opportunities to catch up that.
Yeah. Like, how many game weeks are we in now?
Is it 17? 16, 17? Or is it 17? 17, the next 17
yeah.
So we're not even halfway. No, nearly halfway.
Right. Yeah.
However, do we need to talk about the cup? Did you all get through your cup rounds?
I don't know.
I assume Dave didn't because.
No idea. I don't even know. What's how many points did I get last week?
35.
Okay. Right.
I don't know if I can see. Well, we haven't got a cup on ours. I know I managed to get through the cup rounds. I beat my opposition.
I'm not sure. I'll check. I don't want to check.
No, I haven't got any cups.
I've got 56. My opponent got 48 or something. So there was a bit of a balls up. They messed up with the points initially, I think. But sorted it all out now. So it will tell you now if you're through the cup or not.
I did not get through the cup.
Oh, mate. What's your opponent's score?
He scored 59.
Oh, he did all right, though. Would have put me out.
Yeah.
Would have put out quite a lot of our teams in our league, to be fair. There was only like five or six probably that would have beaten that. Dave, you're looking. I know you can. I can tell you now. You've not got through.
No,
unless someone was absolutely shocking before. But yeah. So I'm through to the next round. The cup. It's obviously the way cups work. You halve the amount of teams every week of the cup. So the League of Legends Cup doesn't start until about 3 weeks before the end of the season. Yep. Despite us having quite a lot more players this year.
That's the cup. That's the cup you want to win.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the big cup is the one you want to win, but you're going to win that, so you might as well try and win the League of Legends Cup.
Indeed.
Okay. Good. Okay. Are we all set for the World Cup?
Oh, well, sorry. Just going to say, World Cup Fantasy Football, it's on the Discord. Get on there. We've had about, the last time I looked, there was about six teams in, so we're not up to the same number of teams that we've got in the FPL, which probably is to be expected. But it'd be nice to get a few more in there if you haven't done it yet. It kicks off Sunday, so you need to get in there and get on it. If you're hearing this before Sunday, the 20th of November.
Maybe I won't put the podcast out until Sunday, just so I can keep the teams to a minimum, increase our chances.
No, we want more people in there. It's no fun with only a few people in there. So, whereas it is still fun, but it's not as much fun with less people. I think that might be it, football-wise.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm sure there'll be lots to talk about for the World Cup next week, which will be fun.
Who do you think is going to win?
Brazil.
I think Brazil. I've got a very, very good chance of winning. France are going to have a meltdown. They're going to fucking balls it up, despite having loads of quality players, because they do it every time.
I think England will give a good show, but...
I was listening to Talk Sport last night, I think it was, when I went to pick up my daughter from work or drop her off or whatever. But Stuart Pearce was on there. Obviously famous for, a big World Cup penalty miss when we had a big chance to, was that 1990?
Was that 86?
I think it was probably 1990. It was Germany. It was the Gaza semi-final when he starts bawling his eyes out. Really, he did get to the final. I think I'm pretty sure it was then. That he missed the penalty, which means we didn't go to the final that year. And then Gareth is obviously his soulmate because he missed the penalty for us not to go somewhere before years later.
That, right?
Yeah. And they all did the Pizza Hut adverts, I think.
That's right. On their heads.
Yeah. But anyway, he was really super confident. Like, he had quite a good shout for England, saying that. He was saying, talking to his mate there on the radio, saying, remember in Brazil when we went out and we were all depressed and all that? And I said to you then, we've got to get the youngsters involved, blah, blah, blah. I've got to re-look at the way we do this thing from when they're little. And Gareth Southgate was really instrumental in making sure we went round the country and at grassroots level, instead of just like hoofing it up to the big guy up front at kids level, we've started to play proper football from a young age and focus more on speed and technique and stuff like that instead of just trying to win a game, which is, I certainly noticed from the way my son is coached playing football. It's all about being quick and passing and moving and all that sort of stuff, rather than, there's still a few teams that are a bit like Wimbledon size, like they've got a really quick guy up front. There's like a couple of players that were okay. The guy up front's super quick and massive compared to everyone else, and they just hoof it every time they get the ball straight up front, and he has to run and score the goals. Sometimes it works, but you're not going to get very far if your main guy's fucking injured, are you? So he's really super confident about England putting in a good performance, because the younger players that we've got have been winning since they were like at under 16s level. So when they look at their opposition now, they go, I've beat you. I know I've beat you before. Whereas we've never had that in the past. So we'll see how we get on. Yeah. Done all right the last couple of tournaments, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the run up to it has been pretty poor, though.
Yeah, it has been a bad summer. But
yeah.
You don't win nothing until whatever it is, the 18th of December. So
That's right. It's our group's good. Like, I'm just looking at it now. Like, as long as we don't go up against, we'll win our group. As long as we don't,
we're gonna have to beat France potentially on the way through to the final if we get there. So,
well, Yeah, the next game after that, as long as it's not against Spain or Germany, whoever's second in their Group E, we'll win that, because there's no other particularly strong second team. It's the quarterfinal that we'll probably
beat Iran first anyway. So
oh, for God's sake. if we lose a game, like, I'll be happy with a draw against Wales, but if we lose against Iran or USA,
I won't be happy with a draw against Wales.
No,
if you win your first two games, you can take it pretty sweet, pretty easy in the next game. So that's the key. Don't lose, definitely don't lose is the main thing in the first couple of games.
But, who knew? Don't lose.
It's tremendous insight. Behind the curtain.
Well, you can't afford to lose to Iran at the end of the day. Put that way. No. So that's got to be a three pointer. But yeah, we'll see. I still fancy Brazil because they've got just ridiculous attacking talent.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Should be fun.
Okay. Good. All right, then let's move on. Lord has sent us a message. He says, "Okay, after last week's shit show of a quiz, I'm going back to my usual source." It was a bit of a shit show.
Well, I got two right last week, so
yeah, it was a shit show for us. Yeah, because we actually, yeah,
we got correct answers to wrong answers, if you know what I mean.
And we should have awarded ourselves some bonus points for that.
Oh, I think I got 100.
Which would have made it the best week ever. So Lord has given us another quiz here, which is great. He says, number one, what is the name of the ammo store in the Grand Theft Auto series? What is the name of the ammo store in the Grand Theft Auto series?
Well, I think it means like the gun store, and it's ammunition.
Ammunition, yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm going for.
Are you both saying that? You both know that?
Yes.
You just copied
sure
Dave.
No, I was pretty confident that.
Yeah, me too. I'm pretty confident that's what I'm going for as well.
I'm
pretty confident now, aren't you? Pretty confident now too.
I have no idea.
The answer is ammunition.
Ding 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 ding.
All right, you did say that he's expecting us to get 3 out of 3 here.
Anyway, I'm not on for that. Let me tell you. Unless this is a group effort.
Well, of course.
Question number two: in Half-Life 2, what creature is Dr. Kleiner's pet Lamar?
Well,
I know this.
I've got a guess. It can only be one thing, surely.
I actually don't know. I've got no idea.
Yeah, I don't think I've played through Half-Life 2. I don't know. I don't know who Dr. Kleiner is or Lamar. Other than the winner of the first BBC music talent show that I can recall. What was it called? I don't remember. Was it Lamar? No, he wasn't the winner, actually. But anyway, he was in it.
Yeah, right there, off on your tangent. Come back, Neil.
Anyway, I reckon it's a head crab.
Head crab, yeah.
And the answer is a head crab. Hooray!
Oh, look at that. Neil takes the lead at 2.
But you got 2 as well.
No, I didn't. I didn't guess ammunition, nation, or whatever.
You were just
piggybacking around. Yep. Number 3, what machine upgrades weapons in BioShock and BioShock 2?
Oh. Yeah, this is where I go down the poop hole.
Don't you have to sacrifice?
No, that's not for weapons. No, that's the little sisters.
Starts with a V, or I think it starts with a V.
There's a thing where you respawn when you die. Vitality chamber, I believe that is you're thinking of. That's where you respawn when you die.
Yeah. Oh, what are they called?
Quite a long word, by the look of it.
I played it, but it was such a long time ago.
I never finished either of these games. That's my excuse.
Well, I can't even remember if the name of the things are the same as what they call them. They're like, oh, fuck, I don't know. It's sitting there. I can see it, sort of. Not crystal clear, but semi-clear. I don't know. I can't remember.
Are we still talking about your memories here? Or is this something else?
What is it? It's going to bug me now.
Well, not for long, because we're going to reveal the answer shortly.
Yeah, okay, we might as well reveal the answers, because I could sit here and think about it for hours.
Dave, anything?
No.
Wait. It's coming to me. It's not, but I just were dying for an extra chance. It is... I can't remember. Wait. No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Upgrade chamber.
Huh? I'm upgrade chamber?
That's what I'm guessing. It's going to be something.
Oh, that's what you're asking.
I said gun store.
Oh, huh? Gun store.
Gun store.
Come
on.
Well, none of us was anywhere near right. Power to the people.
Oh.
Doesn't remember. I don't remember that at all. Sorry, sorry, Lord, we failed you again.
Well, but, I don't think so. I mean, we got two. What? Who got two? Dave wins.
I got two. What? I got two. What are you talking about?
Oh, you got... No, you didn't. Oh, you got it. Sorry, you got two. Dave and I got one. I beg your pardon.
He says there's one extra one. There's one extra question.
Oh, yeah. How many years did it take to develop Duke Nukem Forever?
Wasn't quite forever.
Was that the recent sequel?
It came out,
I guess.
It was close to like 12 years, wasn't it?
Is it only 12?
I think it's the one that was like redone on multiple,
like ages ago.
Yeah, it was done on like three different engines, and I'd say 15 years.
Right, well, I was going to say 17. Right, we got three different answers. What was that? 12, 15, 17. The answer is 15. Who hit 15?
Oh, wow. Dave. Oh, so Dave pulls it in to take the tie at two each.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you, Lord. That was awesome.
Keep it up, the streak.
Yeah, but
doing
I thought the BioShock, though, weren't they called something like Vittles or Vitalities or something like that?
I just told you it was a Vitality Chamber, was where you respawned when you died.
Yeah, but there wasn't.
That's
there
one thing I remember about it.
No, there was something about the things that you injected yourself with or whatever, wasn't it?
Plasmids. Were your powers.
Yeah.
Were your powers. They weren't guns. That was
your
powers.
It upgrades weapons, not yourself. Aren't you the weapon?
Well, maybe.
You're the greatest weapon. Where is it?
Thanks.
You have a great weapon.
Sorry, my wife just texted me something there. So, kids.
Well, did she say you have a great weapon?
She said your weapon is.
That would be a bit scary.
Okay, we have something. Thanks, Lord. Appreciate it. You're the best. Arnie Army, friend of the show, says Vikendi is coming back to PUBG. Will anyone be firing it back up again for some well deserved nostalgia? I don't
know. I've still got it installed.
You aren't PUBG nuts enough to really get.
I've had it installed for ages.
The answer is yes, Arnie.
Weeks.
I will be. You know, Arnie knows I'll be there. I like Vikendi.
In between hunts.
Vikendi's a great map. I love it. So it's going to be interesting to see what they've done.
This looks a bit snowy.
Yep.
Was it always snowy?
It was snowy. Before,
was that the one
with
the dinosaur park? Was it? Vikendi?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I might pop in for a little.
It was fun the other week.
A tour of the old.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah,
I didn't really play much of Vikendi, to be fair, because I think that was like my main memories of the first two maps, Miramar and Erangel. That's when we played a lot of PUBG.
Yeah.
Smaller ones I'm not so fond of.
Yeah, they had Sandhawk came after that, which not a lot of people think that highly of. And then Vikendi, I like Vikendi. I think it's a good map. And then there's some others in there.
Well, hopefully it's better than it was. Something about a tornado I saw somewhere.
Yeah, who knows?
Is it they doing Battlefield, are they? Like big map destroying events or something, or map altering events during a game, potentially.
They've never really been one for destructible environments in PUBG, and I can't even think of any destructible environments.
But you can blow up some walls in.
Yeah, walls and some buildings when the red zone came down. There's some buildings.
What's the other map?
Oh, that's right. They did do that, didn't they? Yeah.
The green... Were they red zones? No. Was it where...
Oh, that was the desert.
It was map. The other zones where they weren't red, because red is where it bombs...
Blue zones.
Blue zones, yeah.
Blue zones.
Where it bombs buildings. Well, and you know if you're outside a building, you're probably safe.
Probably.
But the red zones were where it just drops in that area, weren't it?
It's high-level stuff.
It's like an artillery barrage.
Yeah. Yeah, so some PUBG will be good.
I might as well make use of that hard drive space that I've been chunking up for the last however long with PUBG.
Yeah. So I think it's one of those games, just keep it in there, keep it updated, just on the drop of a hat. If there's some custom games going down, then it's good fun to jump in.
Right? Yeah, custom games, a bit boring.
I don't think I enjoyed them the other day.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, right. Neil doesn't know what he's talking about.
No.
friend of the show, Itza, says, if a game developer offered to make your own game, what type of game would it be and why would people buy it? Ooh. That's a big ask.
Well, the second part's the complicated, the difficult bit.
I always had an idea for a game and I tried to sort of pitch it to a guy I knew. He was in the games industry, but I mean, he just laughed while we were in the pub when I was talking about it. It was called Meerkat Madness. And it was all basically based around...
You actually had a name?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was all the name was the whole point of it. I mean, it doesn't... But it was something
to do... Did you have
to
sell car insurance to people?
No, no. But you had to manage your meerkat colony with threats from the environment around you. That's about as far as I got. I mean, it's just the fact it was
called... Like, go compare.
You had to send the meerkats out to
kill fat opera singers
to find it, to get different insurance quotes.
Or murder Judy Dench from Money Supermarket.
These are going over my
head. This is all a bit UK based, obviously.
I don't know what it would be.
Why would people buy that?
Because who doesn't like a meerkat?
That's true.
Fat opera singers.
Anybody else?
Welsh ones as well. Obviously. I know what I would want. I want sci-fi Dark Souls, and I don't think I need to offer a reason why people would buy it. It'd be, you know, it's made by From Software, and it's sci-fi Dark Souls. That's the reason why everyone would buy it.
Yeah, that would be cool. I've not heard you mention that before. But that would be...
I don't quite know how it would work, though. I have thought about this and thought... sci-fi suggests you've got, like, you know, cool guns and shit. So, I don't know. Does that really fit with Dark Souls? I don't know.
Sci-fi gives you options. Yeah,
well, you could go anyway.
I don't think it would give you as many options as just all balls-out fantasy does that they do, right?
Isn't science fiction just like technological fantasy, though? You can do fucking anything in sci-fi.
Yeah, and you could still have dragons.
You could have like a fucking black hole gun or something.
Them, right? Yeah.
Something you can have all sorts of crazy shit in sci-fi.
Yeah.
So, I think that would be cool. Loads of other people have said similar, but that would be totally awesome. If From Software get on that shit, then it's guaranteed. Open world sci-fi, Dark Souls. There we go. Write the check.
I think purely the commercial thing. I'd do something like an MMO with Marvel, like what they did with what's it called? The superhero Marvel.
There's a DC one, wasn't there?
I don't know. There was a superhero MMO that you created your own.
City of Heroes.
City of Heroes, yeah. But I'd do something like that, but good and Marvel based.
I think that was pretty good though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I played it for a little bit. I remember that. I don't know what.
Was that a mobile game? Sounds a bit mobile.
No,
it was a PC game. But it was a long time ago. You're going back to around about 2004 or 5.
Yeah. It did get eaten up by World of Warcraft sort of MMO. And. Is it Galaxy? No, not Galaxy of Heroes.
Cadbury's Heroes.
Star Wars based one at the time.
Yeah.
What's that called? Star Wars Galaxies? No.
Maybe,
that was a mobile game. There was Knights of the Old Republic. Was it?
Yeah, that wasn't an MMO.
There was something about a Republic, wasn't it?
I don't know.
The MMO.
There was a lot around the same time, and the City of Heroes, and then I think they'd done an expansion as well as City of Villains. That you could create a villain. I'd do something like that, but with Marvel. I think there's space for a decent sort of MMO in the space now.
Hmm. With the upstart comic company Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, you won't be able to play as any of the Marvel characters. That's the only thing.
No, they'll just be within there.
They are the NPCs or quest givers
or
go, like.
Yeah, go and speak to Hulk.
Yeah. And Hulk gives you like
smash something.
Yeah. Yeah. A 2-page sort of description of what you've got to
do. Go and smash. Like, just smash. 18
yeah.
robots. Yeah. Right, this has already sounded like a game that's already been made.
But then also like the Marvel will join you in your party as well for some missions as well.
You could call them in like a summons.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, why not? Why not?
You're allowed X-Men in this fantasy game. Because they're Sony weird. They are not, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Sony, is it? It's someone else. Sony's got Spider-Man. X-Men is somebody else, isn't it? Or have they sorted that shit out now?
I don't think they'll ever sort it out. There's too much money in it. No, I'm pretty sure it's, I don't know, somebody else. Yeah, and that's why there's no sort of thing between them. But they're trying to sort of bring them in. But the films are dying, aren't they? Like,
it's all about Disney Plus now. They're all interested in Disney Plus, getting people paying whatever pound a month or dollar a month instead of spending a shitload of money on a fucking movie that rakes in $1 billion or whatever.
They want a billion mothers, $1 billion every month.
$1 billion every month, yeah. Mm. From everyone subscribing to Disney Plus.
But yeah, that's what I'll do. That's my commercial game. Obviously, if it was actually a personal one, it would be like some kind of.
I feel like we've
gone
with a bit of a different road, me and you versus Meerkat Madness.
I feel like it's some sort of kindergarten. like I've drawn it with crayons.
I mean, they were like the big sort of expansive universe of, you know, thought about potential buyers and, yeah. I don't meerkat, so I do.
Bless him.
Wow. All right. Okay, let's move on to...
Thanks, Stinky Poo.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good for the laugh at my expense. Yeah, let's move on to them. What have we been up to then? Shall I start before I forget? Because I just put my notes in the bin. What did I have on my notes? I better put my notes.
Oh, my days.
Yush. It's not even in there because the notes were too... I didn't
get oh!
So...
You've got three things on your list. This is like the next second quiz for Fraser.
What's the first thing on my list? Can anyone see it?
It's a place shop. You might go to buy things.
The shop? Interesting. Yeah, my wife's opened a shop. So we've got going.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, so we've got that going on in our lives. She actually, with her business partner, they have rented a shop within a big shopping mall and opened up a shop.
Wow.
The run up cool. to Christmas. Yeah, they called it a pop-up shop, so they said they were doing that, and I had images of like one of those little kiosks or whatever, maybe in the state fair
or something.
Yeah, well, they have like kiosks, like Sunglass Hut or whatever, like in the middle of the walkways, not a proper shop. But I went down there the other day and it's like full on, they've done it as a full on proper shop in the mall or whatever. Like, I had no idea that it was going to be like that, so that's pretty cool. The wow. upshot is, I mean, I just don't see my wife now. She's like working full on.
That's the upshot. Sorry, that makes it sound like a positive.
Hey, well, I can't say that on the record, can I? She just texted me. She's heading home now.
What's she selling?
So she's basically involved with all female, let's call them female entrepreneurs or female business owners. Like, but the general theme is they work with as an association that has all a load of female business owners but they're an association where all female business owners can get together and then they share ideas and do seminars and have guest speakers, and they do a podcast and they do a magazine and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so they just said, well, we know all these business owners have products that they're trying to sell. They automatically had access to all the products, right? So they got them all together and put them in a shop, and So it's sort of win-win for everyone, right? All the business owners get their products in a retail space. You know, my wife has immediate access to enough stuff to fill a shop, you know, rather than going out and sourcing out suppliers. So it's interesting to see how it'll pay off. She's working very hard, and I'm very proud of her for doing it. Hopefully it's a roaring success, and I can retire at this time next year when it starts to franchise out across the country. We'll see. So that's been pretty cool. I think next I'm not sure what's on my list next. Is it dentist?
Dentist.
Yeah, so I decided I best go to the dentist. I have a little bit of pain in one of my teeth. I haven't been to the dentist for a little while. So I'm overdue a cleaning. I was like, shit, okay, I got to go sort that out. And I wanted to change dentists too. So I found a new dentist, went over there the other day and did the checkup or whatever, which is fine. You know, there's
been to cleaning the hygiene, to do. Is there? Okay. Thing is, go for your checkup and they go, Do you floss?
Oh, yeah.
I think you should probably go and see the hygienist for £150.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I do have to go see the hygienist. But the first initial visit was sort of where they take me on as a new patient, right? So we had to go through, you know, do an examination with the doctor, talk about what the issue was, why, you know, with my tooth that was slightly sore occasionally. So I thought I might have to have that filling redone. But what was great, right? What was great was he had my whole form there with everything, you know, everything in there. And it was like, you know, there's one bit where it says, have you been to the doctors in the last 6 months for anything? I'm like, yeah, you know, I ticked it. Yes, I have. So he goes, well, what's that? You know, you've been to the doctors there. What's that for? And I said, oh, it's for my cholesterol. And he goes, oh, really? He goes, that's surprising because you look pretty fit.
Ooh.
And I went, yeah, well, actually, I'm glad you said that because I've been swimming a lot, right? You know, whatever. But I'm going to tell you that I have been on a buzz from that for 4 days and I've yet to come down off that doctor saying that I looked pretty fit. So I am very,
not
very
sure they meant fit like you are, I think.
I don't care. And I'm going to, but straight up though, top quality buzz that he said that. But I actually, like, I'm still swimming, doing the swimming 3 times a week, right? Went today, went 3 times this week. Dude, I'm not fucking joking. I feel fucking great. Like,
when's your last cholesterol checkup then?
Probably end of the year. Yeah, the problem with that might be is that I have resorted to fucking eating like a shithead again. lots of crisps. Not as bad as the worst times they've been, but I have certainly slipped back into some bad habits. But at the same time, I'm fucking hungry, right? Like, you know.
Oh, you will.
Don't eat crisps if you're hungry, because they're the worst thing to eat if you're hungry.
I've made that mistake.
You just want to eat more.
Yeah, I've made that mistake a few times. But you know, I'm hungry. Like,
Eat some peanuts instead. Peanuts are better.
I think peanuts aren't that great for you.
No.
Well, they're not that great for you, but they make you feel full quicker than crisps.
Yeah. But I try not to eat crisps when I'm really hungry. Occasionally I slip up and eat a whole bag, but.
When you buy a big bag like that, you're like, oh yeah, that'll last me a week, and you eat them in one night. You're like, fuck.
Yeah,
one 10 minute session.
Not good. It's not good. The problem is we've had Halloween, so there's tons of chocolate flying around the house, and then my wife seems to keep buying crisps. She goes, do you want anything?
I love crisps.
Oh yeah, go on, get the crisps in.
To stop your addiction to crisps is to have a tooth taken out and have a massive fucking hole in your mouth. That's great for stopping to eat crisps, because there's nothing worse than having a hole in your mouth with crisps in.
Especially like tortillas or Doritos. Or...
Yeah.
Now I suppose I need to rinse my mouth out with salt water, which is pretty rank.
Yeah, I've done all that. Been there, done that. So anyway, yeah, it's tooting my own horn a little bit. But yeah, I'm really pleased with with it. I feel fucking great. I can't, honestly, not lying. It's good. Get on.
Do you you enjoy swimming still though? It's not.
I enjoy it.
That's the thing. If you enjoy it, you'll keep doing it. If you don't, you're like, fuck it.
Once I'm swimming, I'm fine. I really like it. It's half an hour. I'm just going for it, and I just meet with my thoughts. I don't like it sometimes when it gets a bit crowded or whatever. But what are you going
to
do?
Someone speaks to you. You're like, just fucking leave me alone. I'm here swimming. Fuck off.
Well, no one's going to speak to you while you're swimming. So that just
only weirdos.
I'm the weirdo who says hello to people, but you know, I like to, if I've seen you at the swimming pool like 20 times, Sooner or later, I gotta say hello to
swimming
you.
Boat,
you
swimming know. Bros now.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got your tackle out in front of them in the change room yet?
I saw a lot of old men's butts today. It was shocking amount. Like, normally I don't see many, but today I must have seen at least three or four saggy old man butts, and it really did put...
And you weren't looking in the mirror.
Mate, I am toned tight.
Have you seen anyone drying their pubes with a communal hairdryer yet? Because that's something I witnessed at the gym and went, I'm never fucking coming back here again. What the fuck is that about? But apparently that's a thing people do at the gym.
No.
Well, some people, anyway.
No. Should stop wandering into the ladies' changing room.
I was just a bit like, this guy stood there, like, obviously I just go to the locker, undo my padlock, get my stuff out, look in the mirror, think, yeah, I'll go home and have a shower, turn around, look to my left and see some guy stand there in the nud, hairdryer, pointing at his cock, just like gently brushing his pubes with his other hand. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Maybe you conditioned him.
I think he probably had a bit of a... He probably had several washes of his genitalia region. I'm like, what the fuck is that about? Then I saw a meme. Some gym guy posted a meme and there was an old dude. Like, it was like a pixelated 8-bit picture, and there was an old guy with his fucking hairdryer drying his pubes in the middle of the fucking picture. I was like, I guess that's a thing that happens at the gym then.
Yeah, I guess. No, I haven't seen that. But in answer to your question, there are the odd days where I'm just like, ugh, I gotta go swimming. Like, when I don't have to swim, I'm like, sweet, no swimming today, right? That's good. But you just got to fucking get on with it, haven't you? That's the key. That's the killer. Is not doing it. You know, can't.
That's it. As soon as you stop, the first day you don't do it.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, and I really don't want to fall. I really don't want to fall down that.
Just hope you don't ever see anyone drying their pubes with a hairdryer.
And I will. And when I have the motivation to keep it up, because I still have to go probably about 20 times to get my. To make sure that my season pass has paid for itself.
Ooh, and when's that run out? Season pass? Do you get a reward every 10 levels or something?
The battle pass. Dry your pubes 10 times this week underneath. Yes,
it's got a challenge every day.
Okay, so that's, did I have anything else on my list?
Sweet Tooth, it says.
Sweet Tooth.
Oh, I started Sweet Tooth. I see Gary's in the chat. Oh, all Defoe's lot. We're talking about Sweet Tooth.
Oh,
so I started
that's the
that
deer thing, is it?
Yeah, I started that this week. I would say, I only watched the first episode. It looks interesting. I'm on board. I'll watch another one. I haven't got around to it yet because I started watching with my wife and we're just like ships in the night right now. So, I am going to watch more of that. It seems to be pretty very well made from what I've seen so far. It's batshit weird.
It's not new, is it? It's been out a while.
No, it's a while. Yeah,
I saw this advertised a few years
ago. Yeah, I remember seeing it a couple of years ago, but I never got around to thought to watch
it. My wife and a little one watched it and said, you've got to watch it. And then I never did.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm taking that bullet. I'm going to watch a couple more and see how we get on with that. So I did actually ask my wife. I said, is it okay if I watch it on my own? So she said yes.
Gary says it's a 6 out of 10 for him, but Redmond loved it.
Yeah, okay. So we'll see.
I won't be watching it.
Who wants to go next?
Has anyone got anything? Dave, you've got things.
I've got a few things.
Why weren't you here last week?
Yeah, I was watching, went and saw, I've got a name now.
Oh, they were that good?
It was some weird name. I'd never heard of him before.
It was Morning the Biff. It was Morning the Biff last week.
It was Biffy Clyro. That's it. Biffy Clyro. Went and saw them live in Birmingham. So
they're a band, are they?
They are a band, yep. They've been around a while now. They're kind of like a sort of hard rock.
Hard?
Some bits are. Their lineup, their backup band was a very hard. Can't remember
what they're like, support act.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. It was good. Went with some mates. Just had a day of drinking on Friday. Completely forgot I was going. Like, booked it off and everything, and it was only like on the Wednesday. I was like, oh shit, we're doing this. So no, that was good. And then on
like
Saturday,
we do every week.
And then,
oh shit, I've got a podcast this Friday.
Yeah, yeah. I messaged it, didn't I? Like, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, so I was like, oh shit, I'm not gonna be on. And then on a Saturday, done some shopping, went around the Bullring with the missus and the mates as well. Yeah, it stayed overnight. Yeah, yeah. It could have came back on the same night. But...
Did your hotel room have a nice view of a road next to it? Like I did.
No, it was facing another building.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it was literally next to the main train station at Birmingham. But it was handy because like we arrived in Birmingham, got into the hotel, went out drinking in Birmingham, jumped on a train to the NEC where the gig was. Came back and continued drinking.
Nice.
And got in at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I was like,
you could have just come home though, because it's on the train line, isn't it?
Yeah. But we want to be in Birmingham.
We'd want to do that though.
Yeah. It was a late checkout.
Why
as well.
Not just stay in Birmingham?
It was a checkout at 11. So yeah, like somebody's already looking after the little one and the dog. So
yeah, that's all right. Yeah. When you finish the drinking, it's nice not to have too far to go and.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I hate going on the train when I'm drunk. It's horrible.
Yeah, because you might end up in London coming back from Birmingham.
Yeah, I'm notoriously bad for falling asleep on the train. Well, best of times.
No comment.
So yeah, other than that, not a lot to be honest. Just working. Shit. Yeah.
Yep, that same old shit.
Same
new
old
job,
shit.
All right? Is it?
It's kind of like my old job,
but still a job.
It's still a job, you know. I'm still happy I'm working, but yeah, it's some people are getting raises already because of the cost of living and the inflation, and it's already under the inflation rate. So it's like we're still getting a pay cut. Ours hasn't been announced yet, so we're like, I know I'm going to be annoyed by it, but I was like, just don't be too annoyed because everyone's in the same boat. So,
yes.
Same as everybody, you know.
What you need to do is get yourself a second job.
No. I want to be working less, not more.
Not a boy. Well.
I work to live. I don't live to work. So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of them. Just crack on. Carry on. You know, everyone's in the same
boat.
Keep
calm and carry on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the British spirit.
So I have been getting into my baking, actually.
Here we go again. That's how you save for money.
Oh, we can talk. I baked some bread this week.
What? Do you want to buy some olive oil off me? It's out of date because I've fucking bought shitloads while I was making pizza. And now I've got like 3 bottles of out of date extra virgin olive oil in my cupboard.
Is it best before or is it?
All right. It is best. I mean, it's oil. It might be funny. Does it really go out of date? I don't think it does.
Not really.
But
can go rancid.
It's posh extra virgin olive oil. It's the Filippo Berio job.
Ooh.
Extra super.
You might be able to sell it and like...
I could put it in my car, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you got a diesel car?
Yeah.
Yeah, just put a little drop of it every
if you got
so
diesel,
in
if you
car.
Got diesel one, it's all right. It's a,
yeah. I'm not going to put it in a petrol car.
No.
I am tempted to buy a new car, though. This week,
hang on.
Why?
Let's hear Dave's baking stories first.
Go on, then.
No, I've been making some mince pies.
Did you make your own pastry?
I made my own pastry. I made my own minced meat mix.
Holy shit! You are going
raisins and currants and treacle and yeah, all that goodness. And a bit of orange peel in there as well.
Ooh.
Proper fancy stuff. I've realised nobody else in the house likes mince pies. It's only me.
So you just
tell you what, homemade mince pies, I'd be all over those, I tell you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I made like 18. And I've slowly made my way through 18. No, nice. 16 mince pies because the miss had one, little had one, and was like, yeah, it's nice, but I'm not going to eat anymore. So, all right, well,
okay,
gotta be eating. So,
you fat fuck.
Yeah.
Got any mincemeat left?
Because
sort of thing seems like the sort of thing you like make a huge amount of, and then like gradually use it to make mince pies.
No, I made it to like for the for
it's got
I
suet in it, hasn't it? I have to put suet in.
I didn't put any suet in mine. No, that would be extra fattening.
Delicious,
it's tasty though.
But yeah, no, I've been doing that and like I've been making a few more pizzas, been making my own dough and stuff. So yeah, just getting into my cooking a bit more recently. My daughter did say apparently there's a thing on TikTok or something, whatever, describing your household as an ingredients based household or a snack based basically the household what you mainly have. And she's like, yeah, we're an ingredients household, aren't we? I was like, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, like we make our own stuff. It's like, yeah, it's like, no, I want to be a snack household, like buying snacks in and stuff. Apparently it's a big thing. Like,
she wants to be a snack household.
She wants to be a snack household, like getting all, like, you know, we do get a few snacks, crisps, and
all kids want to be a snack household, of course.
Yeah, they do. I was like, yeah, no, we're an ingredients
household.
You can make your own snacks. Like, yeah. Like, I was really proud of that. I was thinking, well, you can make your own stuff as well. She barely does because she can't be bothered because she's fucking
make your own popcorn.
TikTok. Yeah, we do. We have it. Yeah,
maybe
we
I'll do have all my that own popcorn again. I haven't had any of that for a while.
That's a good Christmas present. Actually, I was thinking you can get a cheap popcorn makers for kids.
A saucepan.
Vegetable oil. It's a like a mini. I saw it last year and I forgot about it. It's like a mini popcorn maker that you put a few kernels in the top and put a bit of butter in, and then it all sort of part. You got, you know, the big popcorn makers that you get.
Ooh,
it's like a mini.
Gary's
like a mini
on fire
one.
Tonight in the chat. A Christmas present.
So yeah, I was thinking about that. No, but that's it, really. Not a lot for me. God, no. New car.
Yeah, well, we've had wife's car
on this rodeo again.
The wife's car's had its MOT.
Is this the passed. QQ?
The QQ passed with flying colours. It's only done 4,000 miles. 4,000 miles in 12 months. Me, unreal.
QQ and don't play.
My Fiesta, on the other hand, I had a couple of minors on the old pass. It did pass, but it was like, yeah, you probably need a new tyre. And the brakes probably need looking at. I was like, okay. Then, what happened the other day? Basically, the cash car was in for MOT. Someone wanted driving somewhere, went to start the old Fiesta, and it went, I was like, oh, shit, battery's flat. So I was like, whoever wanted to lift was like, sorry. No fucking battery in the Fiesta. You're fucking walking. So that went on charge the day later because I slept a load of after between then and whatever. And then I was like, there's a bit of a funny smell in the Fiesta because there's a bit of damp in the boot because some water getting in somehow. I was just like, you know what? I don't know. The car's not worth that much. Maybe get a grand if I traded it in. 1,500 quid if I'm lucky. Couple of grand for someone who's a mug and doesn't know what they're looking at. Because I did drive it into a tree once. Not into a tree. Like, underneath a tree and a branch on the tree, like, put a bit of a scratch in the roof. Because I was like, it's only a little fucking twig branch on a tree. It won't do much. And it was quite hard when I drove into it. It didn't really move like I expected it to. I was like, put a bit of a fucking scratch in the roof.
More of a scrape.
How many miles has it got on it? How old is it?
Less than 60,000. It's a 2009.
No, it's only
less than 60,000.
Bodywork, any rust showing?
No, the bodywork's fine. And the engine's fine. Well, they'll say the bodywork's. Like I say, there's a bit of a fucking scratch in the roof. And other than that, it's all right. For a 2009 car, it's all right. But
yeah,
like
you
say,
get maybe
there's
a
bit of a funky smell.
Like
bit of a funky smell now because
oh,
there's
grand. We're down to a grand
bit
now.
Of damp in the boot.
Oof,
oh, cosmetic stuff. That's, you know, that most people.
Yeah, someone can clean that and make it smell nice and it'll be fine.
Well, so you get a little bit of cash for it. That's a bonus, right?
But yeah, so I just start looking at other cars again. And there's a garage down the road. It's got a little Alfa Romeo. It's like, Alfa Romeo, that sounds a bit fancy, doesn't it?
I was thinking about the Alfa Romeo because you showed it to me. Nice motor as it is, I think you need something a little bit more comfy. It doesn't look that comfy. That to me looks like a small car.
It's not a big car. I don't need a big car.
No, but it does. But I mean, if you look, leather seats, okay. But I think if you look at it, you're like, yeah, but it's still like a little.
Where's the comfort? A golf size.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, maybe that's all right.
Golf size, BM1 series, that sort of size car. Quite, it was rated 2 out of 5 on practicality on Auto Trader. I was like, okay.
That's gonna live just with that. The right amount.
But it was rated like 4 out of 5 on drivability or whatever. It was like, it's a really fun car to drive. I was like, okay. So it's like 1.4 and it's got 170 horsepower. I was like, okay. It's not a big car. 170 horsepower for a little car. It's pretty good.
Yep.
And I was talking to my guy at the garage. Because he'd forgot to do the MOT until I phoned him at about 4:30. He's like, oh, yeah, Qashqai. I was like, okay, that obviously sounds like he had forgotten completely about the Qashqai needing an MOT. And he's like, yeah, I'll get on that now. Be about
Let me tell you, right, when he says, oh, and you go, oh, you've forgotten it, right? They haven't forgotten it.
No, he did. No, he did. No, he didn't. Yeah, I'd forgotten. Because it's what he's like. You don't know. Anyway, so I had a little chat with him, and he's like, yeah. I said about this Alfa. He was like, yeah, I wanted an Alfa Romeo Giulietta in the '90s, but my missus was definitely not out for it. He said, we always have a little chat when I pick up the car from the MOT with my guy.
That's good. You want that relationship.
He's had a Saab, whatever, I don't know if it's a 900 or a 93 or whatever, for about 16 years, he says. And he's like, he said, I had to pay £1,500 to get the roof sorted out. Otherwise, it's been a dream. He was like, yeah, I was gonna get an Alfa Romeo Giulietta back in the '90s, and I told my missus if we had a daughter, I would have called it Giulietta, and she was like, nope, that's not happening. And he said, anyway, it turns out we had a boy, and he's called Joel. But. He's a great bloke. He's a bit old. I don't think he's going to be doing it much longer. But he's not super old, but you know, he's older than me, so he's obviously a bit old. But I always like having a little chat with my guy when I go and get my car from MOT, especially when it's passed.
So, are you going to get a new car?
I don't know. I was going to phone the garage today to see if they still had it, but I fucking slept all day because I was up until about 5 a.m.
Does that mean you really want? Then did you really want it that bad? Like if you really want it, you don't sleep on it, right? If I can get on it.
Well, there is that. I haven't had a chance to have a look at what else is about. But I was just like, it's just down the road. Maybe I'll go.
You're just window shopping. Go
for a little test drive. But I was like, I could literally just buy the car and not have to worry about it. It's at that price point where I could just go, yeah, it's not like a planned purchase, but I'm like, I have got that money in the bank that I could just go, fuck it, and buy it, and then sell the car. Well, sell my Fiesta and worry about it afterwards.
I sometimes wonder, like, because it's almost what I've been like with my cars. The guy just goes, yeah, I got this car, I go, fuck it, buy it, I'll buy it, I don't care, right?
Mm.
You don't fancy getting, like, an MX5 or anything, do you know? Didn't fancy getting, like, a little two-seater, like an MX5 or something.
No,
it's got zero out of five practicality.
Yeah, exactly. My mate, he's having a midlife crisis. He bought an MX-5 a few weeks ago, and he said to me when he bought it, it's like, it's got a bit of a knock, but I think it's all right. I'm going to sort it. And then he's taken it to a couple of days where he's just driven it like a fucking lunatic around a track. And then I see him. I haven't seen him for a couple of weeks, and he's like, yeah, car's fucked. I was like,
oh. Killed it, yeah.
So, oops, there we go.
Yeah, knock on the engine.
He didn't pay a shitload of money for it, to be fair. But
Still, the guy next to me, he's got his twin brother's got a Volkswagen Golf R, and so we were chatting about them. I was like, yeah, I really like those, and we're talking about the horsepower and stuff like that. And I was going, yeah, I've got more horsepower, but I've got more weight. And he was like, yeah, well, I don't know which way it would go. He goes, we should take it down to the track. We should go down the track and race them. And I was like, yeah, that sounds really fun. But as soon as I walk away, I'm like, that is never fucking happening. Because if anything's going to just, like, there's going to be some catastrophic blow up or something's going to happen that's going to cut.
Yeah, it's when all you're carrying your car at like 7,000 RPM.
Yeah, if I go do that, it's like the gearbox will just blow up or something like that. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm doing that. Too risky.
No, because you're going to, like, you take anything to track, you're going to fucking just abuse it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, they do have a drag strip, so maybe just doing a straight line.
That's boring, though.
But then I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, what's that?
Who wants to drive quick in a straight line?
Yeah.
It's a bit American, isn't it?
I don't know. I would like to go. I would like to do that, though, just to see what you get up to, right? That's the problem. I can't get. There's no way I can go anywhere and get up to.
Quarter of a mile's not long enough to get to fucking top speed, is it?
It's not long enough to get to top speed. It's probably going to top out at 155. I think it's limited. But I mean, I think you're probably going to lose your bottle by the time, you know. For if you've never
what's
been,
the fastest
I've never,
you've ever driven? What's the fastest?
The fastest I've ever been is on my motorbike, which is about 135.
On a motorbike, that's fucking scary.
It was too fast on a motorbike.
But it was because it's like everything's just a blur. If you look to your side, everything's just a blur.
Well, you look to your side, and then the wind is so bad you can't bring your head back. That's something. I bet Dave's that on his.
Well, yeah. There's a few things. I know I've topped. I've done 110 in third, and I was like,
on your bike?
On my bike, and I was like, no, I'm not going any. Like,
that was, I'm just going to drop it into sixth now.
I bumped up to sixth, and I'll slowly go to. But no, I was on the M6. And I was accidentally doing 130. And I know I wasn't doing my quickest, and I don't even know.
This
what
is on
the
bike, though.
This is on the bike. In a car. I wasn't driving, but my dad was driving, and I know we were doing 140 in his Toyota Supra at the time.
Yeah, that sounds like that's basically like being a motorbike but with four wheels.
Yeah,
Toyota Supra.
In the 90s.
It's basically made of paper.
I mean, the problem is, I mean, that speed, right? I have a problem with. Like, I had a friend of mine, or my dad's friend, or whatever. He said he got up to 150, and I think it was a Merc, like an S class or something like that. And he said he just lost his bottle at 150. He was just like, fuck that. I mean, the braking. To brake at that speed, I mean, I could imagine my brakes exploding or something, right? Just melting, the tires melting as you're trying to slide. I don't know. There's sort of still that young desire to do that shit, but there's older sensibilities.
Have you ever driven on the track? Have you ever driven a track rather than on the road?
Yeah.
I've driven a track.
I drove a Ferrari around a track, but that's not even worth mentioning for the fact that like they don't let you do shit. The only good thing about that was it was a Ferrari and it was a Testarossa, which was like one of my favorite cars.
Fancy manual stick shift.
Yeah. The neat thing about that was it's a V12 and the guy did point out, he goes, just start in third if you want. It's got so much grunt, like it just pulls away in third gear. You're like, no worries, you know. So that's pretty interesting. You don't even need to change. You could just be in third gear all day.
Yeah, that's what my old father-in-law used to drive his diesel van like that, third gear everywhere.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I can't remember whether we pulled it off in third, but I mean, we're up to third very quickly if you needed to be. For all the current issues, that's not fucking possible. And then I did do track days. I think I did a couple of track days on the motorbike. I can't remember. One, I did Silverstone on my bike. And the best thing about that was just the quality of the track. After you've driven roads, like it was just like driving on marble. Like, you know, there's not a hint of dirt or pebbles or potholes.
Just rubber. Just bits of rubber.
It just was glorious, right? You know,
yeah.
Oh, that's what it was.
I loved driving around Silverstone. I didn't get to do the whole track, but yeah.
Yeah, I was there. I was doing one of those courses where they teach you high speed cornering, right? That was what that was about. Basically, getting your knee down and counter steering and all that sort of stuff. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. Mm. What did you drive? What did you drive at Silverstone?
I drove a Ferrari around Silverstone. 360. But I didn't, like I say, they don't want you to drive those quick because they don't want you to crash them. But the, I did, I've talked about this before. The low, I drove the Lotus Exige, which is...
Which was probably way
it's,
more fun,
it's like right? an engine and four wheels and not a lot else, and a steering wheel. Not, there's not that much to it other than that. Couple of seats. There's no creature comforts in that car. And that was fucking loads of fun.
Yeah.
And that was all about going as quick as you can. I don't know what speed I got to. It was all, it was more about listening to the revs of the engine and judging that's how you judge where you are and what you're doing and how much you're flooring it and all that shit. But
yeah.
Some guy drove me around Silverstone in Lotus Exige afterwards, and that was fucking insane. We were like sliding around the fucking the turn into the current pit straight. Yeah, it was awesome.
People who actually know what they're doing. On
oh,
driving.
Mate, I was watching his feet, and I was like, I don't know what you're fucking doing. It's just fucking crazy. Just seeing his feet move constantly, and we were just. It was great, but yeah. The shit you need to do to make a car go really fucking quick is on another level to what people think they're doing when they're playing a video game, particularly.
I had to. I went to this conference one time. I can't remember where it was. Up north, further north. Anyway, it was when we stayed up there. And one of the guys who had joined the company was an ex policeman, and he drove me home. And he was just fucking fascinating. Like he was like he's talking to me, talking me through like. The concept of driving fast on public roads and like how the, you know, what approach they take to doing that. And it's just fucking different class, isn't it? You know, people who've been trained on that sort of stuff. You think, you know, you have no idea. Mm. Right. You know, these.
Mm.
Yeah. It's good. Good old cars.
Love it. Yeah. So maybe I'll have a new Fiesta next week. I do actually quite like, I had to take my car out for a spin because I charged my battery up for like fucking 6 hours or whatever yesterday. And then I was like, all right, to finish charging this battery, I'm going to drive it. So we've got the dual carriageway bypass just down, like literally, I don't know, what, like 400 meters away. So I just went up and down the dual carriageway fucking about six times. And it's only a diesel, so it doesn't go quick. But it's got a fucking great chassis, that Fiesta. I have to say, you can throw it around the fucking bends and it feels great. And then you put your foot down and it doesn't accelerate. It's really depressing. So if I had a Fiesta that had a decent pokey engine, it would be such a lot of fun. But yeah, I do not. But yeah, it goes around bends like fucking great, but it doesn't accelerate at all.
Well, you have to get shopping.
Yeah. I really want a coupe BMW, like the smaller ones. They used to be one series, but I think they're all two series now.
Yeah.
My wife is like, if it doesn't have four doors at minimum, I'm not interested. I'm like, well, you don't have to fucking drive it, do you? I'll just get a two-door instead.
Yeah, well, it depends what you do. Like, are you going to take people around? Then
there's a little bit of practicality to a BMW one series, old ones. They've got a boot. It's got a boot. You can put something in the boot.
Just get the coupe, Beamer.
There's a guy at work. I've been seeing this one at work. It's got a private plate, so I don't know how old it is. It's white, which is a bit meh. They look nice in white when they're clean. And I'm like, I just keep looking at it going, yeah, that looks nice. This looks so fucking nice. The little coupe saloon.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Can't do it.
Okay.
Are we done there?
I think we've
waffled
done.
On about all sorts of nonsense now. It's good. As we do.
Let's move on then to what we've been playing. I'll start. Yeah, I'll start. Because I've only got one game on here, which is Temetsi. So Temetsi is a game which is close in heart to something like Minesweeper, which most people would know. And then for those that may have played Hex Cells, which is a game that I played, and I know Duke got into that as well a few years ago. So basically, they're games, you know, where you have a number. Are we getting anything on the screen? Is this what's going
on? I'm trying to get it. There, some season it started playing fucking video audio. I was like, I don't need that.
No worries. So if you remember Minesweeper, so you had a square grid where you click on a square and then it would give you a load of numbers around the square and you have to use those numbers to deduce where the mines are. This is exactly that premise, but they utilize different types of layouts. So some of the maps have squares and the squares aren't necessarily in a grid pattern, they're staggered. Sometimes you're able to, all the time you count cells that are directly next to you, but sometimes on the square ones, diagonals count. There are others where there are, I was going to say hexagons, but that's five.
Hexagon is a hexagon.
There's some octagons, maps with octagons and things like that. And then they introduce some other mechanics where they have colored squares, which they... It took a little bit of wrapping my head around the mechanics of it. But once you wrap your head around the mechanics of it and know the rules, it becomes basically, you know, a typical puzzle game like Minesweeper or whatever. And I just love it. I haven't played one for a while. Every so often I get the bug. But Neil, I fired this up the other day and you and I were actually, I was screen sharing it and we were sort of playing it together, really, the first...
Co-oping.
We were sort of co-oping Discord through the first few levels.
We completed the instruction, at the last stage of the instruction. I was like, it's getting quite hard. And then it went, well done, you've done the introduction. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, how right. Hard is this going to get? Yeah, I think the thing about this is it doesn't mind. Like, Minesweeper, you can load up something like Microsoft Minesweeper and you can set it so that it's an absolute piece of piss, basically.
Yeah.
Does not hold your hand. You either have the ability in this to start working out the solutions, because it's everything, like they say, there's no chance. Everything, the information is always in, there's always information in front of you to deduce the next click that will take you to progress.
Hmm.
So it's logic. It's logic puzzle solving, and I like
logic
it.
Logic and order is what I said to you about. That's what I said. Why have you not played that Opus Magnum that I was banging on about for a few weeks? Because it's all similar. Logic and order.
Yeah, which I should do. I should go back to Opus Magnum, but I was sort of bombarded. I think with Opus Magnum, I'd really like to sit down with someone who would just say, this is what you're doing, Fraser. I've opened Opus Magnum too many times and gone, I really can't be fucking bothered to learn this. Which
it's
is
not
just,
that hard.
It may not be. It may not be, but it's just that's, you know, it's my own... Hang up, exactly. So I really like this. I played a little bit more over the last couple of days, did some more puzzles. There's been a couple where I've sort of gone all the way through and got right near the end and got cocky and just clicked and made a mistake. And it like that, as soon as you make
that
a mistake,
reset you to the beginning there.
I don't think it does, but I treat it as I fucked up, I have to go back to the beginning. Like as soon as I make a mistake, that's it. I start from the beginning and I go bollocks and I go and I start all over again. Because otherwise, what's the point, right?
Hmm.
And then the other thing that is worth of note is this, which was really good, which we discovered a little bit later on when we were playing Neil, was it has a paintbrush mode. So you press a little button in the corner and then it gives you basically a paintbrush of as many of colors, different colors. So you can start making notes on the board, which I haven't really used, which I haven't used at all on my own, but it was a really neat feature when I was trying to talk back and forth with Neil when we were working out some of the puzzles before to make sure that we were sort of talking about the same spots. And I read somewhere, a lot of people were really praising it, saying that is a really cool feature for some people who need to, you know, make notes or, you know, use it just as a tool to say, because a lot of the times you're trying to work out where a mine might be, you're sort of almost like chess things. You're two moves ahead. You're sort of thinking, well, I know one of them has to be there. And then, so that would eliminate those over there, which means that this would have to be that. Like, I haven't had to go too many stages in the future of working out the puzzles, but certainly, from what I understand, they don't mess around with the difficulty on this. So I could quite possibly see myself in the very near future having to utilize that function.
Yeah, it seems likely. from where, like I say, where we got to at the end of the introduction, I was a bit like, when you're trying to suss this out without ballsing it up, be like, yeah, I think I know that, so I can mark it in whatever colour, and I think I know this, but I don't know that for certain. Like, you could put like a grey mark or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was one puzzle I was doing before, because it does this thing where it tells you how many mines are left. And at first, see, because that becomes quite important at one point where you're like, I can't possibly see anything that's telling me where I need to put the thing down. And then I saw there was like 7 mines left. And I was like, ah, okay. Well, I know that 2 have to be in that region over there to deal with that problem I've got going over there. And I know that 3 are over here, so that I have to account for to deal with this issue over here. So that must mean that there's 2 over here somewhere. So, okay, so that makes it easy. And I could see how that could expand into a complications where you're going to have to start making notes and making little ticks across boxes here and there just to keep track of stuff. That's it. I mean, I think my enthusiasm, as you know, unlike most times I talk about games we've been playing, this one certainly it should come across that I really like it, because I do. I think it's worth it. And it was like on Steam, and it cost me like $3.50. So
nice.
Yes, please sign me up. Highly recommended. Yeah. A+.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'll buy it, but it looked pretty cool, and it was cool to workshop it with you. About half an hour or whatever. But.
Yeah. It was neat. So, and that's all I got. You know, I've been playing that and obviously playing a ton of Hunt. So,
yeah. And I need to call for a pee break.
Okay.
So, because otherwise I'm going to wet myself. So that's
well,
what's
Dave's,
right
Dave's
now.
Going to talk about Warzone. So, if you want
to talk about Warzone, yeah.
Well, I'm going to put us on a break on Twitch, if that's okay with you.
All
right. And literally won't be long. You can
hurry
put us in a little edit in.
All right, I got one too then. Okay, we're back. Brilliant. Well, who are we going to do next then?
Do me. I want to talk about
you.
Do me. So, I've mainly been playing Modern Warfare 2. And the last day or two, Warzone, this week. I've still been enjoying Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer. I played a bit of single player as well, which is actually quite good. The campaign, yeah. It's actually not bad. I've started the level that there was a big hoo-ha about Amsterdam and the hotel. It's based there. I haven't actually got to the hotel yet, but I'm sure some shit's going to go down there.
So, let me just get... Is it a revamp of the original Modern Warfare 2 campaign?
No. It's a continuation from the previous Modern... The previous Modern Warfare 1, 2.
And that
wasn't...
2019 Modern Warfare was not a remake of the first one. It was a completely different story.
Oh, I thought they were remakes of the first ones.
No, completely different stories.
Oh, that's bullshit.
They had the same characters in a different scenario.
Yeah.
So this is Modern Warfare 2. And
why are they calling it the same
1,
thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Just to use the name?
I think so.
I guess.
Yeah. But yes, so I've been doing that. But yeah, I've what I want to talk about is the Warzone and the new DMZ.
DMZ, you mean?
DMZ, yeah, because we're
English. I played one game of Warzone 2.0.
Okay. Go on.
I got to 41st, I think, in my first game. I probably could have done better, but I was a bit like, whatever.
It's all about knowing the map and everything.
Looks really nice. The new map looks really good. Like compared to Warzone 1, from what I remember, I haven't played Warzone 1 in a while, but definitely feels like a big upgrade graphically to me.
Yeah. The DMZ game type is very interesting.
This could potentially get Fraser interested, because this is like Tarkov, but Call of Duty, isn't it?
Yeah. So
and Call it's of free, Duty, obviously.
So yeah, free. That's a good selling point. The way I'd explain it is, kind of Tarkov. So there's like 100 players put into the map, but they're put into the map. Your insertion point is at different locations around the map, and you kind of tailor the map around you is tailored to do specific missions, and it's player versus player. So you, like, I went in a group of three, and there's also non-player characters in the world defending or being around, and you pick up a mission, or a mission is sort of given to you at the start, and you can either follow that, do the mission, blow up strategic points, and then get extracted, or you can just go hunting for other players, or just go off and find a different mission somewhere else. And the second game that I had, the first one I played with a group of rando two other players. I think it's a group of three that goes in, and everybody just went off in separate directions, and fucking I got murdered and nobody picked me up, and yeah, it was just like absolute chaos. But the second game, like, everyone was sticking together. We picked up a mission, like we all like following the mission and going along. We had to blow up 2 points, and then go to a tower, and then we were supposed to go to an extraction point after that, and I was sort of at the top of this tower looking around, and unbeknownst to me, the two guys went off to get called the chopper. And they got completely ganked.
Good old ganking.
And yeah, so there's obviously somebody waiting there for them. And I was still at the top, like looking down, going, oh God, what am I going to do here? And I could
look
see
at these noobs.
Yeah, I could see the players running around, and basically waiting for the same chopper. They'd stolen our package that we were gonna.
So this is that sounds very like the Division extraction. What they call that, Dark Zone. This sounds a lot like Division, where you go in, you get do some jobs, come get your shit, and then you've got to get out. And when you try and get out, some people try and come along and try and fuck you up.
Mm. Sounds like Hunt.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a theme here.
Yeah, yeah, and when, like when this played out, I was like, actually, this sounds like what some of you guys have been doing as well. Is that they stole what we were trying to extract with, and luckily I'd picked up a sniper rifle and I picked off two of them and killed them outright, and there was a third one running around going, oh no, I don't know what's going on, and like after sort of plinking his armor a couple of times, some more NPCs came in and were surrounding them. I could see him fighting them off and killing them. And then there was about 10 seconds before the chopper, I could see the chopper coming down, and he ran out to try and get on it early. And I headshotted him from the top of this, top of the thing. And it was just sort of lying there like,
Did you still get to hear that fraction of a second of voice chat, voice for the mic, like, fuck!
Yeah.
Like you used to in the original Warzone. That was always one of the best things about Warzone.
Yeah,
you could just hear them fucking losing their shit.
Voice chat is a proximity thing. So, yeah, so, like, I couldn't hear him when I shot him, but when I was running towards him, I could just hear him going, oh, the fucking... So I nicked the package that he dropped and then jumped in the chopper and I was away.
Well, you can lean out of car windows now, I see.
You can lean out, you can jump on top of vehicles.
Like, it's taken all of the elements of all the other, like the PUBGs, the Division, everything. Yeah, it's been out before and they're all just like mashing it all up in some beautiful suit.
Yeah, in the bigger multiplayer, I can't remember what the thing's called, but there's big multiplayer maps, and they've got all the tanks and the APCs and the choppers and stuff, and it is strong Battlefield three, four vibes with some of this, and it's kind of like the most Battlefield game that
better than Call of... they've done a better job at Battlefield than Battlefield is.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, like I was reading about it today, and I know there's a lot of people complaining about downloads and can't get into matches and stuff. I haven't had any of those problems, to be honest, myself. I think
that all depends on if you've not had it. Like, well, Steam's pretty good at auto-updating things.
Yep.
Blizzard was a fucking... because no one had their Blizzard client open. That was, when it was on Blizzard, it was just like a fucking... like, whenever you went to play it, it was like, oh, I haven't had my Blizzard client open, so it hasn't updated for fucking weeks or whatever. So now it's got to fucking spend ages doing the update. Plus, Blizzard was shit versus Steam at doing the downloads.
Yeah.
Console's similar. If you've got it set to auto-update, chances are when you come to the play, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
PCs don't tend to auto up. They don't. They certainly don't update when you've got them turned off.
No, no.
Unlike consoles.
So yeah, it's and I'm playing it on Steam. There's been a few updates when I've been playing. Like sometimes I'm in matches and I come out and there's like, oh, there's an update ready, and then it exits. It updates over Steam. It reloads the game. It's like a couple of minutes, and then it jumps back in. This when I was playing, when it was like some of the big changes are happening. So I know there's quite a few people put out because they didn't realize it was 10 a.m. PST time that it was going live, and it was like 6 p.m. GMT, and they're like, oh fuck, like they had the whole day off and they didn't realize it didn't actually start until 6.
Learn to read, people.
get good
at reading.
But no, I'm super impressed by it. It's I've always liked Call of Duty. The gunplay, the you know, the hit indications. You know, sometimes
that sound
there are
design is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. and it looks amazing. It does look really good.
I thought it looked a big step up from what I played, which was equivalent. Well, it's like a 3-year-old game, I guess. Modern Warfare, whatever you want to call it, 2019. I was like, sorry, it's 3 years old.
Is it really 3 years old already?
Yeah.
Might be a bit older.
Warzone 1 is definitely 3 years old because that came out of Modern Warfare. So.
But yeah.
Yeah, it looks loads better.
It's, I'm.
Do I have land on a full escort?
Yeah, there's lots to it. And I've barely touched the surface. I've only played like 5 or 6 Warzone and 4 or 5 DMZs. And it's just not enough hours in the day with work and family and children. It's just like, I wish I could play it more. But I can't. I'm an adult and I've got responsibilities.
Boo being an adult.
It's from the guy who plays to 3 or 4 in the morning. What are you talking about? No hours in the day. Well, they're not.
No, all the hours are in the night time.
Yeah, all my alone hours are in the night time. No, I just haven't been doing that recently. I've just been so busy at work and not good.
Get your sleep.
So no, but that's the only game I've been playing really.
Okay, then, Neil.
Right, well, I played a bit of a couple of other games. Did a little bit more Gran Turismo earlier. I did a little bit after the show last week.
What, just doing some dailies or something? Cool.
Just a bit of doing... I've said last week about doing the licenses. I've got my International A license done last week to gold all the way through. So I've only got... No, is that right? Whatever, the last one. I've basically got the last one left to do all at gold, where you have to drive a whole lap of 10 tracks to get gold. I haven't gone back and done that. So I was looking at it and went, nope, not right now. What I have been doing is a little bit more of the time attack I did earlier for this week on the Gran Turismo Sport, and I've been doing some of the missions. I hadn't actually finished International A, so I did that after the show last week. I did International A, or whatever, to gold. Got another car. Can't remember what it was now. And there's some missions where you, it's similar. You have set objectives to do, and if there's a bronze, silver, and a gold, basically to get gold, you have to finish ahead of all the other cars so far that I've done. And there's one that's really fucking me off. In the sort of the first mission section, you get there's about 10 things you have to do. I've done 9 of them to gold. The last one is on silver, and I've got a race round an oval. It's quite a short oval. I can't remember which one it is. And it's, I can only get to second, and it's fucking winding me up, and it's really doing my head in.
Thanks, Annie.
But yeah, so that's frustrating. That's the only one I need to get gold. I've got to get to first to get gold, and I can't do it. No matter how many times I tried. And then that's pretty much. I've not played that much of Gran Turismo.
All right. Don't try and ring out the drop.
I'm not going
to. From the Gran Turismo flannel.
Wait. It's good. It's a good game if you've got a PS5 and you like driving games.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it from that point of view. I'm saying it from the point of view of I know your gaming, like me, has been overtaken by another game.
Yes.
So try. You've been hassling me in the background. Have you played any other games? Luckily, yeah. I played a game. I actually didn't find the game.
Last week, we actually played
liked.
Some fucking games.
We did.
This
we
week, I have not. I played a bit of Halo Infinite.
Boring.
Just doing a couple of dailies. Nothing major. Just.
So what are you still doing a battle pass? Oh, the battle pass
there is no paid battle pass at the moment. It's just a free one. So I've done a few bits and pieces on it this week. Just played a couple of days. Not really checked out any more Forge stuff, but I feel like they fucked it because all the cool stuff is there now, but no one's fucking bothered because it's too late.
What do you mean
like the campaign co-op's there, the Forge stuff is all there. Yeah. So people are doing amazing things in the Forge, but they haven't got the people playing the game, like the numbers, like they had like a year ago. Well, not a year ago, maybe 9 months ago. When if it was there 9 months ago, all these people would have had this shit ready to go probably. Or it would have not have taken them that long to do the stuff that literally stuff was coming out within a day of Forge being out. And if that had been there at launch.
I mean, I the impression like
Halo Infinite would have been fucking one of the biggest games of the year, probably because people were just doing all sorts of crazy shit in there.
Yeah.
And it hasn't got the audience now.
I sort of get the impression from bits and pieces I pick up here and there that they basically, you know, they fucked it, didn't they?
Well, like they have made it good. They've made good on everything they should have done. But now they've lost fucking 90% of the people who were playing it. So,
right.
Yeah, bit of a shame. Like, but if you do like Halo, maybe give it a download and have a little look around because all the, like I say, the campaign co-op's there. All the stuff that should have been there at the beginning is pretty much there now. And the Forge stuff, like I say, what people are doing in there. Fucking incredible.
That's one thing I would be interested to go have a look. I mean, standard Halo fighting and campaign, it doesn't really float my boat right now. But if somebody could come up with something really interesting on the Forge, that would be...
Well, the Forge has never been so, like, open, and there's the scope that people have got to create. It's not like fucking Dreams on the PlayStation, obviously, but because you can basically do anything like that. But within that engine, the Halo Slipspace or whatever engine, it does allow a lot of stuff to go on. Like, people were doing fucking mad shit back in the day in Forge, like recreating the D-Day landings and stuff like that from fucking Call of whatever it was. Not Call of Duty, but the other game that was big back in the World War II shit, about Medal of Honor. So people were recreating stuff like that in Forge way back, and they're doing mad shit in Forge now, but there's no one playing, which is a shame. So,
So you know what people should do?
Check it out.
Exactly.
And then I've done a little bit of Destiny 2-ing earlier this week. Iron Banner's been on this week, but I have not played it. Iron Banner is a Power Matters PvP mode. It's, well, yeah, power matters in a big way in certain, certainly it can do in PvP. Like Trials of Osiris is the thing they've had every weekend recently, and that has always had power mattering, but most PvP in Destiny 2 does not matter how high your overall levels are or your guns. But this Iron Banner does make a difference. I haven't played it at all this week. It's been available since Tuesday. I've just been played a little bit of what do they call it? It's a PvP mode, but it's where it's a free freelance. Yeah, where you can go in as a solo and it's a team based game, but it's like a hardcore mode. And it's called something or other. I fucking can't remember. It's basically you have limited life pool. Let me see if I can find it. And I've been playing a bit of that because the standard Crucible PvP is good, but it's a bit Call of Duty. You know, you just go in and die and repeat, live, die, repeat. I can't find any of it now. So I'm just going to show some other bollocks.
I don't think you need to keep repeating it if you are using the word repeat.
You put me off now. Put me off my stroke.
Well, the point is, if you say live, die, repeat, that's it. It's live, die, repeat.
Yeah, but this game mode that I've been playing is not. It's like you've only got a certain amount of lives as a team. It's always fucking up. So you have, say, like a pool of 8 lives total for your 3v3 match.
Oh, okay. So
once
really
you've expired those eight lives between the three of you, then if someone dies, they're out. And they can't be revived or whatever. So I've been quite enjoying playing that. I don't enjoy it. Like, I can't play it. You can go in as a team, and it's like very similar to the Trials of Osiris mode. But I'm not playing that. There was occasionally they do stick a freelance Trials of Osiris mode in where you can just go in as a solo. This is really doing my head in. So you don't get that, because if you go in as a solo and matchmake with a team, like you can get thrown at three randos versus a team of three. You're not going to win most of the time, unless you get extremely lucky with the our two teammates, especially if I'm one of your teammates, because I don't play that much. But yeah, I just really still enjoy playing that game PvP wise. It's really good. You do need to have some decent weapons. Like weapons matter. Power level doesn't matter, but some of the weapons do matter. Because there's various types of machine gun, auto rifle, whatever. Some of them are better than others at PvP specifically. Especially some of what the so-called exotics. There was a guy running around with what they called the last word the other day, and it was just like, it's like you know in Hunt when you have Fanning, you're like bang 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 bang. You don't, you have to hip fire with it. But yeah, if you can nail it in Destiny 2, the last word, if you can hip fire people with that gun, it's just like you are like fanning it and you're just like slap, 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 slap. You fucking absolutely annihilate people. But if you try and aim it, it's really super slow and not as good. So I don't know. Destiny 2 is great, but there's a lot of issues with it, making it difficult for new people to come in, because they don't have access to some of the good guns unless they grind out a bit. But I've got quite a lot of guns, and I definitely don't have all the good ones, but I have enough reasonable ones to have a good time.
Good guns.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, I'll be playing a bit more of that. I still haven't started the Witch Queen, which I fucking bought. I haven't played yet. I think it's probably on sale now as well, because everywhere's having sales.
Great. Oh, it's Black Friday coming up, isn't it?
Yes.
It's kind of getting earlier and earlier every year, isn't it? Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah, Black Friday is basically November now. And soon it'll be October and November. I think that's everything other than the game of the moment.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk about the game then, because we've both been playing a lot this week, but we won't dwell on it too much. We'll just give it its 5 minutes and then wrap up. But my hot take on this week's Hunt Showdown is that I feel like there's been a change in the tides.
You think?
I know. We've got more aggro, and we've been sticking it to people. Yeah, no, I think old Mr. Bush Camper himself has quite enjoyed the more aggro approach. There's been a lot more games where it hasn't been about... I mean, we've been playing it for long enough. We know how to farm points. We know how to get bounties by ganking people. Now it's time to learn how to fight. And I think I feel like that's what we're doing. We're fighting a lot more. There have been some epic battles this week of just getting stuck in. I can't do it on my own. I play solo and I'm too much of a coward. But when I play with you guys, I just love it, man. Let's go get them. Let's get them. We've had some great, great games. There have been no end of stories on games this week. And I'll just tell you, one of the ones we had was, we decided to play a naked run, which is going in with no guns, no accessories, no consumables, nothing. Just pick a free character, no traits, and you have to try and survive. And it's really difficult because there are no guns, like, just scattered around everywhere.
It's not like Warzone.
You really have to search hard for a gun. So you might find a gun if you're lucky.
Oh, there is some around then.
There are some around, usually in the sniper towers. So we played that. After a while, you know, Matt and Mark and I think I was playing Mark and Matt, they both got guns. But, you know, if you have no weapons, like, you're in, it's really dangerous out there. You know, all the guns,
just the fucking NPCs, environment. NPCs, but like the zombies. Yeah,
with fists, it's not good. So I picked up a sledgehammer. Anyway, the long story short, we did that run. We managed to, somebody left a bounty that they hadn't gone. So we went down and beat this boss. Two of us were slamming him with sledgehammers and the other one was taking shots at him. We downed a boss, got the bounties extracted. And before we extracted, we found another site where a load of hunters had died, got their guns. So we were successful. And then we went for another run, wiped out, like, I think we were wiped out almost most. Was that the game? No, that was somebody else's game where they wiped out most of the map. But like we destroyed two teams and had success again. So before we knew it, our naked run characters were almost maxed out. So it's just, everyone's having a lot of fun playing that game right now, is my opinion. Yeah.
It's weird. Like, you have games where you don't really see anyone or anything like that, and it's just like nothing really happened there. And then there's other games where it's just going off from the fucking beginning, like within fucking like the first 30 seconds it's just like, players, fucking either you win that battle or you die or whatever, or you fucking run away, whatever. But I've had some of the best games recently, I think I've had, in terms of killing other players.
Yeah,
whether that's experience or getting, I don't know about getting good, but
I think it's a combination of getting stuck in. So that is happening, right? We're getting stuck in way more than we ever were before, and we're more confident in improving in our gunplay. I think we have a distinct advantage that we're always playing trios on Discord, like we're not randoms.
Yeah,
I noticed today we played against a team. And it was really interesting. They didn't. I was the last one alive, and I really thought they would come after me, and they didn't. They just ended up going for the exit. And I looked, and they were a randos. And I think if they were a trio, like if there were three of us, and we knew there was one guy out there, we'd be going to find him, right?
Yeah.
It's been good.
It has been fun this week. Like you say, there's a couple of other people playing that have not. Maybe like they're generally a little bit more aggro. Maybe that's encouraged others to get a little bit more aggro. But I mean, aggro works sometimes, but other times it just totally does.
You have to be carefree about it.
I found myself not... Yeah, exactly. That's the key. It's like going in with the right attitude. It's like, if I'm going to go in and die, I've not got to let it bother me. Because at the end of the day, like, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Like, there, you can become attached. Like, you can have a character at level 40 or whatever, and it's got tons of extra abilities, like, that you really wanted. Like, the fanning and the levering or whatever. Like, being quiet, doing certain things. And if they die, it's like, oh, that's shit. Like, I've lost that character that had loads of cool stuff. And it was I was really enjoying playing with all those guns. But at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter. You just start again. It doesn't take that long to get all the stuff back. So no, it's kind of losing need, like, that.
One good run and you can get a character up with lots of decent traits. And
play. I was just playing for like shits and giggles. Like, there's so many things in the game that you can fucking change the way you play the game. Like, I've been using throwing axes for a while because you can throw them, which is quite funny. But also you can use them as an axe. Like, but it uses a shitload of stamina. If you're like, you basically got two swings of a throwing axe as a melee weapon before you're out of stamina. And then you just go, and you can't really, it's not, it's like a,
it's like a dream. Effort. It's like you're in a dream. Okay. Yeah. I want to hit him as hard as possible, but I can. But
if you take a stamina shot, then you just fucking endless stamina and you can just run around like fucking walloping everything. So there's so much, like so many different ways to play. It's just like one of the most, even though we've been fucking banging the drum for weeks on end about it, months now. It's just really underrated still, like not enough people playing this game. And a lot of people who love PvP games would really get into it if they gave it a chance, and like you probably need a couple of other people to play with, but
I think if you can find really,
like if you play Tarkov, then you could really get into this, like that's for sure.
I think if you want to have adventures with somebody, if you've got a friend or buddy and like, you know, let's go have some, and you want adventures in gaming, This is real adventures in gaming, I think. You know, it's out of the ordinary. There's tons of ways to approach the game, tons of ways to get experience and rewards out of it. Yeah, you're going to die sometimes, but you don't have to take every fight, and you can still survive. Mm. You can still get killed, and your buddy can revive you, you know, and you can hide like cowards like we used to a lot of the time. Not anymore, we've changed. Now it's all about revenge if someone knocks us.
Revengey.
It's great. Continues to be great. And there's going to be no shortage of talk about it for more weeks. So until
we start playing Marauders, apparently. It's the space hunt.
Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't look as good, though.
Okay, well, we'll have to see. Okay, well, if anybody has anything to add, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I'm holding.
Then let's wrap it up. Dave?
Yeah?
We missed your bit last week.
Oh, yep. No.
We didn't bother with it.
that's all I'm good for. thank you for listening to the Sealed Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Sealed Podcast. Email us at sealedpodcast@gmail.com or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We'll probably put that pinned.
It's also somewhere else. On the Podbean site now, and it's on Twitch and on YouTube if you need to get us on Discord. Because you never know when Twitter might shit the bed.
You never know. Yeah, exactly. we have Twitch, YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to when we can. Neil, you want to do a quick shout out for chat?
Arnie Army is in there and followed after subbing last week. Thank you. Lord's been in there to say hello. Defo was the only other person who chatted.
Yeah, it's been quiet this week.
I don't know if there's been any lurkers that have not said anything, but thanks for joining.
Correct. Okay, that's great. Good show, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks to everyone for listening. And until next week, we shall see you later.
Cheers, guys.